Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
God bless you. Give him glory. Are you clapping? Are you honoring? Clap your hands, give him glory. We exalt you. We love you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a joy to see all of you this morning. Good morning to all of you. You're looking amazing. I give God the glory for everybody's here. Hallelujah. Say amen. Before we go into God's word this morning, I want to thank God for everybody here present. Not many people have this privilege. There are so many people who are not only in the hospitals, but in the mortuaries right now. But God has been too loving to you, so kind to you. I thank God for your life. Say amen. That you are not only alive, you are well. Well-being. Say a good amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Turn to somebody and tell that person, Yami, are you here? Turn to another person and say that. Oh, are you clapping? Hallelujah. I am trusting thee, Lord Jesus. The two hands are lifted, trusting only. I'm trusting thee for full salvation. Great and free, greater. Raise your hands, sing unto the Lord. I am trusting. kingdom strength. His kingdom strength from shore to shore. Ah, Jehovah. Asking your hand of blessing. We have no strength or assignment of our own. He whom you have sent speaks your words. May we hear your words and not human ideology. I pray in the name of Jesus that your blessing will spill all over on all these outlets of ministry in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. I pray that you will have your way and do a new thing in the lives of your dear people. This morning, let the sinner be saved. Let the backslider be reclaimed. And that person that is needing a touch from you, touch them miraculously. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the sick. I pray for the vulnerable, the underprivileged, the less fortunate. I pray for the prisoner. I pray for the person who has no help, and that you are our help in time of trouble. Thank you for your goodness. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, our King, I subdue and arrest every demonic presence, attempt, and effort. I declare every blatant demonic assault is hereby abolished. In the name of Jesus the Christ, have your way, Master King Jesus. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Clap these special hands. Give God the glory. I can't hear you. Exalt his name. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. I can't hear you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Today is Mother's Day, so let me use the opportunity to celebrate motherhood. I will do it properly when I'm closing off. But I want to thank God for all the mother figures in this house. We want to thank God for your lives. On behalf of my Rita, we celebrate all of you in Jesus' precious name. Are you clapping for yourselves? Esther, we have two different designs for Mother's Day, so look for it. And let's celebrate mothers in the house in Jesus' precious name. Say amen. All right. You don't know what it means to be a mother. You don't know what it means to raise a child until the child is like you. Except you have been through it. I'm speaking to only men. Of course, there are men who are mothers here. There are some men who are mothers. I know few men because of the school. I see men bringing their children to school. I wonder where their wives are, And some of them, they go through so many crazy times. I know a gentleman who sells us at Cantamanto, and, you know, just dumped their child by 6 o'clock. And by sometime 7 o'clock, he's still struggling from traffic to pick up the child. And this tells me there has been a price that have been paid by every mother figure. See, I didn't say every wife. I said every mother. You know, you can be a mother and not be a wife. You can even be a mother and not be a woman. Yeah, so I thank God for your lives and for the sacrifice you have all paid. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' precious name. Say a good amen. Push me up, sir. Whilst we're also standing, I want to thank God for the lives of everybody. This is the W3 service, and W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. Good morning to all of you. This is Sweet Melodies, 94.3 FM, and all its sister stations from around the nation of Ghana. We also want to especially thank God for everybody watching and listening to us in the city of Tamale on Sweet Flow. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. I will use the opportunity to thank God and let everybody know we are live on our WIC television, Amansan TV, and also on GN television. W3 is going to be a blessing by the grace of God with God's word to you. I want to also let you know that we're transmitting live from Isaac Kwabnampong Sam Memorial Temple, Tesano, here in the city of Accra. My name is Kofi Odro. I'm going to be with you from now on this Mother's Day Sunday, very special celebration until top of the hour. The grace of God will be our portion. Let me use the opportunity to specially welcome all our friends, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, and on the online church on Facebook Live and also on YouTube. Thank you very much for joining us. We're also live this morning on Podcast Live. We go straight to God's word, and it's John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus. We demand to see Jesus. It is our request and desire to see Jesus. We want to." The pivotal, the focal point is not just to fraternize and fellowship. We came to see Jesus. Jesus is the reason. Just like the worshiper sang, you are the reason why we lift our hands and why we sing to you. He is the reason why we are here this Sunday morning. I want to thank God for that particular reason. Say a good amen. Let me proceed further and let's read Luke the 21st chapter, the 34th to the 36th verse. In other words, Luke chapter 21 verses 34, 35, 36. And this is going to be of a tremendous blessing. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering, drunkenness, and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth." The Bible said, "Watch ye therefore and pray always, and ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, and he may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass." There are things that are coming to pass. There are eschatological events, end time events, series of them. It is a convoy of events. It is a fleet of events, infinite events until the end is come. The Bible could not even, you know, take time to specifically narrate or give a clear narration of what he was talking about. Therefore, he just summarizes it as things coming. Things. There are things coming. You know, when I look at the way people have complained and lamented and murmured and, you know, languished in all kinds of stuff, concerning coronavirus. And when I look at what it has done to the world and to humanity, ladies and gentlemen, you know, and I look at the way people's reaction has been to it, sometimes it really amazes me, because the real thing has not yet started. The Bible has called something the Great Tribulation. That will be the event that will precede after the rapture has taken place. Guys, what is coming? I don't think anybody has the grace or strength to be able to stand it. Yes, you know, last week whilst I was, you know, doing my introduction, I was speaking some very few things. You know, when you look at the sequence of eschatology or the end time events, there are going, this is a purely English service, and sometimes the online church are really complaining, really reason because of the foreigners that have joined us from many different countries, Kenya, South Africa, Botswana, Jamaica, in the, you know, Caribbean and all that. And so when I switch off the, oh, get confused. So let me stick to the language. Anybody, if you don't understand English, please, I will encourage you to come to the second service, which is the F5 service, which is the purely key service. And that is the content normally that goes to Dan Kwansam on United Television. We don't take this one. The reason is because also a station is a vernacular spoken dominantly station. So we take that content there. So allow me to be able to reach the target audience. Say a good amen. Yeah, that is why I didn't read the Tree Bible and all that. So I would love it if a projection will go to the old software so that we stick to what we are doing, all to the glory of God. Say amen. I was saying to you that, you know, the Bible has already outlined that difficult times will come. Yeah. 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 1. The Bible has outlined some very few things that will come. He said, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And those, that particular word, perilous times, you know, is a very, very convoluted word. It's a packed word. It is a, you know, an embedded word. It has so much embedded in it. Perilous times, difficult times. Obscure times, ambivalent times, times beyond your own imagination will come. Businesses will crumble. Hard currencies will go down. Nations will crumble, which call themselves top or developed nation. Perilous times will come. You know, when I look at the way citizenry is complaining to governments from all over the world, sometimes you don't have to blame governments. Sometimes you don't have to blame them because they don't have all the solutions to the event of things that are coming. As a matter of fact, they are sometimes confused, as you are. And, you know, sometimes leaders are confused. Sometimes presidents and kings and emperors and sultans are already confused. Sometimes they are even panicking in the face of the situation more than you are. Sometimes leaders are totally distracted. Absolutely. Things are coming beyond your own imagination. You can't fathom it. Things, and here may be that things are coming. Things. I wish somebody could hear the voice of the Spirit of God. Yeah, that is crying in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord, making the paths of God straight. I wish you can be able to fathom what we are talking about. It is time for you to stop playing church and start being a Christian. Church will not help the matter. There are people in church who are not born again. There are people in church who are not saved. There are, as a matter of fact, people think that church is some kind of, you know, club or society or some kind of a sect or a cult or whatever they see. And, you know, that we come to see each other. Hey, Charlie, it's been a week. No! Time to start focusing. This is the end time. This is the end time. Watch ye therefore and pray always that you will be counted worthy. to escape all the things that are coming in this world. That word, particular escape, is talking not only about you going to be preserved, but also about the rapture. He is also talking about that you will be counted worthy to be raptured out of the system of this world. We are now seeing all kinds of systems put together, working together. By the time you know, the Antichrist and his system and the false prophet, you know, which the Bible have already talked about from Revelation chapter 12, Revelation chapter 13, Revelation chapter 14, it is already in motion. And we are going to see a system where, you know, the whole world is going to have one leader, is going to have one system, is going to have one currency. We are all going to have, you know, when the rapture has taken place, the world is going to be governed by one constitution, and it will look like we are having peace. This is where the image of the beast, the value of the beast, the mark of the beast, the number of the beast will be introduced. Without it, you cannot buy, you cannot sell, you cannot trade, you cannot be a citizen, you cannot hold a passport, you cannot be assimilated into a system of accounting. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm using the opportunity to tell the church, wake up from your sleep and your slumber, repent and make it right with God, and come in alignment with the perfect will of God, that the salvation price that was paid on the cross of Calvary for you, the blood of atonement and redemption that was shed for you, it is time to make that blood valuable in your life. Oh yeah, my name is Abrofon, I want you. Yeah. Time to make that blood valuable in your life. This is that time. And so watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be accounted, you will be counted worthy. Yeshua, you will be counted worthy. Yeshua, you will be counted worthy. If God is intervening in on your behalf, you will be counted worthy. Not by your works, but by the grace of God, that you are doing everything to make your salvation precious in the sight of God. And I look, that was what took us into the image of Nebuchadnezzar, which he, you know, the Bible said that the image was 9 feet wide and it was 90 feet tall. I said this building, possibly the height of the peak of this building, possibly might be 20 feet tall. 90 feet! And this was the image. The first part of the image was gold. The second part of that particular image was silver. The third part, which is the, you know, lower abdominal part, was brass. And then at the feet of the image was iron and clay. You know, the Bible makes a very categorical interpretation that the head was Nebuchadnezzar, and it was an empire of Babylon. And Babylon was the greatest nation at that particular time. And the Bible said, after Nebuchadnezzar had been crushed by the stone which the builders rejected, which has become the chief of the corner, Jesus Christ, the bread of life, the way, the truth, the life, no man cometh unto the Father except through him, the good shepherd, the door, the way, the living bread, the resurrection and life. I'm talking about the bread of life that cometh from heaven, that if any man eateth of that bread, they can never go hungry, neither can they go thirsty. He is the person that smashed Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom and threw it to the ground. Yesu! And it is judgment. The Bible said, after that kingdom, another will also rise. And here, I took it to another twist by the Spirit of God and the grace of God. And I was telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it is not only representing these empires or kingdoms that are passed, but it represents different forms of worship that will come in this end time. And I said that the gold represented the worship of money. Today, we are going to the worship of silver. And I will read Daniel chapter 2, verse number 36 to 42. And then right after that, I will allow you to take your seat, and then we can proceed. The Bible said, this is the dream. We will tell you the interpretation. In other words, Daniel was given 1 month to go and pray about it. The Bible said when he returned, he said, dream of the king, which he cannot even remember by the Spirit of God. If you read verse number 27 of Daniel chapter 2, 27 of Daniel 2, the Bible said, but there is a God in heaven who revealed mysteries. There is a God in heaven, verse number 27, who revealed mysteries. Yeah, he will reveal astronomical, he revealed the value of revelation to his servant. Go to verse 28. Yeah. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the last days. Yeah. God is choosing somebody who does not even worship or serve him. Interesting. This is where Christopher makes us a match. Say when you're will be a year, we are bringing home near match than Rahu or Hini be our cofano. Or anyway, where you're bosom so many. You will be shocked the people you will find in heaven. And you will be shocked the people you will not find in heaven. I'm talking to you. Won't be true any power will be home or more. I need any power. Here may be on my way, but to him did you. Our dear come. You've just started a relationship, you're going through this relationship, but this guy is really upsetting you. And I'm really telling you that this is why he's saying, watch ye therefore and pray always. It is not a theoretical kind of thesis or some kind of Bible stories. These are going to apply to your everyday life. Watch! Watch! Watch yourself. If you any of you are beat me a two any. Watch! What? You may be seeing I'm taking too much time with my introduction. Relax and enjoy yourself. May the Lord bless you. Thank you all very much. I appreciate you. Watch! Watch, watch, watch. He's repeating it. Let's go back to Daniel chapter 2, verse number 36. And so now Daniel have come, push a little based on the thing from Daniel have come for, and now he is bringing up the dream of the king. And whilst he has already submitted what the dream means to the king, now he is telling the king the interpretation. He said, thou, O king, you are king of kings, for God of heaven have given thee kingdom, a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. Hey, this is too interesting. I'm looking at this and I am beginning to understand why certain people who are holding key, very key things in this world are not Christians. Because here's a bone. Tell me why. Tell me why. People like Steve Jobs was not a Christian. Yet every preacher carries an iPad. Appear you on my way, I'm to me coffin. Now what your brain will be. You will be to me a fire, a born one dancing for it. A stone the builders have rejected. Then will use it. Interestingly, it will amaze you. And sometimes we shun people, we despise them. We have a proclivity and a tendency to shun people. Let somebody come into this building right now who is a Rastafarian with tattoos and all that. We will have a different attitude towards that person. And yet God does not have that attitude. A soul is a soul. A soul is a soul. When's that him? A soul is a soul. And I have seen, you know, people come to church, and if they are not dressed the way we are dressed, and they don't look the way we look, you know, we feel they are going to hell. You better cry your own cry, because you are not the judge. You are not the judge. You are not the judge. Bring the squeaker back. Let us walk. You know, I'm taking too much time with it over there. So, you know, he said, you are King of Kings, for the God of heaven have given you a kingdom, power, and strength. The God of heaven have given an idol worshiper. T.I. The God of heaven have given an idol worshiper who does not serve Jehovah, who does not serve the Bible. God has given him a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. Shut that thing up, please. The God of heaven has given that person power. A kingdom have been given to somebody by the God of heaven, even though that person does not even acknowledge or know the God of heaven. Think about it. In other words, 1 to 2, if the Christians do not use their brains and the graces that God has given them, we will continue to be the receptionist and to continue to be the, you know, the menial workers, the security men. We will continue to, whilst the unbelievers are the CEOs. I'm talking something to you. Yeah. My portion on this earth is to enjoy the blessings of God here. And when I exit, I will also be on it. When I look at, I have always said to people, if this particular thing is going to an unbeliever, a kingdom has been given him. And power has been given him, and strength have been given him, and glory has been given to an idol worshiper. Then this person becomes a master to the believer. And so Jesus was saying the other time, and I want everybody to take time, even though Jesus spoke 46 parables in all the 4 gospels, there are 7 parables. All the parables have been categorized. There are, you know, parables for faith, parables for commitment and reliance and dependence on God, parables, you know, of eternal salvation, parables that this earth is our temporary home and that we are pilgrims and strangers on this earth and we are passing through, and very soon we will all be gone. As a matter of fact, in the next 100 years, there will be nobody who will be sitting here for anybody to be preaching to you, including the children's church. By 100 years, we will be all gone. Think about it. 100 years, I will not be the pastor of this church if Jesus tarries. 100 years, we will all be gone. We will be history. Our graves will be rotten. Yeah, our memories will be gone by that time. I'm seriously telling you something. But there are also some parables that are ethical parables, you know, parables of eschatology. But I like it when Jesus goes and talk about fiscal and financial parables. Luke chapter 16. You can never abort that particular in your conviction as a child of God. You need to be able to carefully go home and study the whole chapter, verse 1 to verse, the last verse. Yeah, Luke 16 from verse 1 to the last verse. Jesus was talking about, you know, finances, money, currency, liquidity, money flows. He was speaking about the laws divinely that governs money. Jesus was doing that. Jesus was doing that. Even though God has given Nebuchadnezzar a kingdom, power, given him strength or might, and given him, you know, glory,
And that word glory here is favor. That word glory here, this is not only talking about Dubza. It is also talking about Shekinah. It is also talking about, you know, the glory of the Lord that brings the beauty of God into a thing where sweat and labor is eradicated and then ease is introduced. God is saying that I will make your season easy. I will cause the openings of all grace to be upon tomatoes. I will make it prosperous. If you sell pure water, I will make it prosperous. Favor will be your portion. You are going to see destiny helpers, appointed helpers, facilitating helpers. Yeah, you are going to see prophetic helpers. Helpers will come from everywhere. God gives all these things to you, including life, including opportunity, including wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight, including ideas. God will give you favor and for you to go and have an easy life. But I realize many of my believer, neighbor, and friends are refusing to think. Christophobic brain, you know. I'm telling you. Christophobic brain, you know. That time I had a story, me to say, when you're serious. That time I had it. You know, when it comes to useless things, we can have a lot of time for. We have a lot of time for that. We don't have time for studying the word of God. We don't have time for waiting upon the Lord. We do not have enough time for doing so many things. And ladies and gentlemen, it grieves the Holy Spirit when he sees his own children struggling upon the earth whilst all things have been given to them that pertains to life and godliness. Everything that you need has already been provided. Let me use an opportunity to say this. Stand about this. Sir, let me say this. This young man is not married. Do you have children? You don't have children. But that seed, if you are going to have 5 children, they are already in you. If you are going to have 5 children, they are already in you. It depends on what you do with your priorities, your planning, your time, and all stuff like that, and how, which direction you go. So let's say that this young man in school decides to go and sleep with a girlfriend and have 2 children with a girlfriend who is also a student. What is going to happen is that there are 5 seeds that are in you. You have already wasted 2 with somebody which was not supposed to be. In other words, when you start struggling, you may think it is the devil, but you made the wrong choices, and the choices is going to come with a price for you to pay. So by the time you settle down and you meet your wife and you have 3 children, you realize that those 2 were supposed to be here also, but you made the wrong decisions and choices, so they have been out of gear. You realize that now your wife don't like these 2 children because they are not hers, and then but those are were all in your bowels or loins. So, Nebuchadnezzar, put the scripture back. I'm taking too much time with the introduction. And he said, thou king, God of heaven, has given you all these commodities. Verse number 38. Let's move further and develop. And here he said, and wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the fields and the fowls of the heaven had God given into your hands. In other words, the whole earth belongs to Nebuchadnezzar. I have made thee ruler over them all, and thou art this head of gold. In other words, you are the worship of gold. You are the worship of Mammon. You are the worship of Babylon. It goes in verse number 39. Listen to that. And after thee or you shall arise another kingdom inferior to yours, and at the 3rd kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. Verse number 40. It goes on, and the 4th kingdom shall be a strong iron, for as much as iron breaketh pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these things shall it break in pieces and bruise. Now, if Nebuchadnezzar have all these things, why is it that he turned into a beast into the forest? Why is it that he turned? Because of something, a commodity that I realize that is missing from the earth. Nebuchadnezzar, when I'm here, when I go back to verse number, you know, power, a kingdom, power, glory, and then, or the same crack, and strength. He has given all this to you. If God gives this to you and give you the whole earth and give you every human being that is upon the earth and every piece of the field, and God has given it to you and made you a steward over all these things, how can you fail? How can you fail? You still have his backing. There is no king on the earth that can be able to stand before you because you own all of them. How then? If anybody accept Christ Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, I'm not talking about that Christos, some bachelor, no, I'm also more Ghana, no. I'm talking about if a man soundly becomes born again, the Holy Ghost dwells in you, you believe in the scriptures, the infallible word of God, the inspired word of God, and you are gifted with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and you are anointed with fresh fire, I'm telling you, also in you is the fruit of the Spirit. But in the fruit of the Spirit, which the Bible talks about in Galatians chapter 5 verse 22, the Bible talks about love and peace and joy and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith, and the Bible goes ahead to talk about meekness and temperance, and against such, the Bible said, there is no law. And so the Bible is continuing and talking about something profound in God's word and the ability for anybody to appear. It is in the inside of you. Whether you believe it or not, it is a point whether you want to apply it or not. Job chapter 36 and verse number 10. The Bible says something very interesting. And the commodity that is in the King James Version, it is the only place where the Bible mentioned the word discipline. Discipline! In the King James. In other versions you can find, sometimes they will replace self-control with discipline. Yeah, but in the King James Version, the only place in the Bible that the Bible mentions the word discipline. This is the fruit of the Spirit that Nebuchadnezzar lacked. The kingdom of brass is the worship of power. Then, if I look today about the quest for power, political power, spiritual power, financial power, influential power, power! People, everybody is looking for power. 14-year-old are in shrines and they want power. Preachers and churches are going into shrines and mediums and altars and they want power to have a big church. Do you know what it means to pastor a church? Let alone a big church. When Moses was bringing the nation of Israel out of Ramesses into Succoth and into the promised land, at a point he was just tired of the people. And then he told the Lord, these people are a burden. These people, they are a burden. People are looking for power to be famous. Musicians. Actors, actresses, joy, Illuminati. When I look at the way the occults are bringing their game to students, it is very humbling. Freemasons, old fellows, bringing their game to universities. Now they are taking it to secondary schools. I went to a university one time, and then I saw an initiation going on openly. They were having guns with live bullets, and they were throwing it up in the air. And everybody within that particular house have run away, you know, and gone away from the place, and they were waiting for them to finish to come back. Then I asked where, because I was having my service where they were having the initiation. My chapel is here, and at the car park, they were having initiation. Openly here in Accra. And I'm asking, where are the lecturers? And where is the Lord that governs us? They said, the lecturers, part of them are part of this. They said to me, there are people in government who are part of this. They used to be doing this. Now that they are not here, they are empowering these young boys to do initiation openly going on here in Accra. Yeah, you won't believe me. Really, I'm sorry. These boys just push guns and they point the guns in the air, shooting. One of them put his gun down and knelt down before me and said, Papa, me hear war, YouTube. And I'm saying, we shall. There is nobody that will watch me and me preach and never be born again. Somebody should tell you. Oh, yeah, I was a papa, you better sacra, and I'm so watcher. Watcher! A dear way you are on your way to hell. If nobody is telling you, I'm telling you today. And everybody fighting for power. Husbands want to be powerful over wives. Wives want to say, you cannot lord your power over me. And that is why many people now want to divorce and want to work their own business and then have their own freedom. And nobody is going to say, do this, do that, 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 that kind of thing. This is even the reason why many people have become lesbians. I'm telling you. When I went to Broadwater Farm in London and I saw lesbians, lesbians! And I'm asking, lesbians, because the men will say, this is what is happening. Power, the worship of power. The worship of power. This is why many people, everybody is doing do and die, life and death to come into politics. Yes! It can come down from Land Cruiser, people salute, that is what they want. Power! Preacher coming and 14 bodyguards following him. I sometimes see people take pictures in Nigeria and there are army officers with guns and preacher says, hey, two niggas are in town and niggas are being bodyguarded by army officers. And Sewuno, the reason is because of the worship of power. And I'm realizing that power without control is disaster. It's catastrophe. It is catatonic. It is cataclysmic. I'm telling you, power without control is like a fast car without brake. Power. Therefore, you can clap your hands, bro. For no one, I'm kind. Anybody that is seated here right now, I want you to note something on today, Mother's Day. Let me use opportunity to do this before I lose myself. I will use opportunity today, Mother's Day, to wish all mothers a happy Mother's Day, especially the First Lady of this country, Her Excellency Mrs. Rebecca Akufo-Addo. Happy Mother's Day to you, ma'am, and the Lord richly bless you. The Second Lady and all the people in the team in government, your spouses, we celebrate all of them. I will use the opportunity to thank God for the life of my mother, Christiana Dotete. Mommy, happy Mother's Day to you. I will say happy Mother's Day to my biological mother, Ekwabuatima Cecilia. Happy Mother's Day to you. My mother, Auntie Gladys, happy Mother's Day to you. Let me thank God for my Dede Rita. Happy Mother's Day to you. And all mother figures. Miss me, baby, what in India is here and go for you. My mother, Mama Dora Amoakon, the wife of my father, Franz Kwesi Amoakon. Happy Mother's Day to you. And these are motherly figures that have held us, upheld us. I want to thank God for all of you. I'm in the middle of preaching. Come in my little cupcake and then cut a little cupcake for all mothers. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. Say amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to thank God for my father's wife, Mama Jane Mensah, Mama Martha Mensah, amazing women that Missimi Bubodi are preaching, him preaching. Say amen. Well, be when you're born again, there is something that has to be a fruit of your repentance. Matthew chapter 3 verse 8, the Bible said, bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. Luke chapter 3 verse number 8 says the same thing. And I'm using the opportunity to just settle the case in God's presence. Without discipline, you are joking. Gain the whole world. Without discipline, you will lose it. Gain the home, you can be wealthy. Oh, Papa, the worst catching will be here. Without discipline, it will go out of your hands. I'm telling you why Ghana has all the resources and they still cannot be wealthy. They still cannot be successful, even though they have a lot of money, a lot of gold, a lot of diamonds, a lot of all these things. Yet, we lack discipline. Discipline, even here. We don't have order. There is too much destruction and disorderliness in our lives. And it's just amazing. Look at the Christians. They pray in tongues and do all these kind of things. Yet, they can't pay their bills because of lack of discipline. When they go to work, instead of them to concentrate on the work, some of them are in their Bibles. Some of them are on Facebook. Some of them are just playing around. Lack of discipline has denied, I'm talking to you, has denied a lot of young people ladies from settling down in marriage, discipline. There are many people who put out with them about so many lack of discipline. As well, I can't hear we see the way you're ninketua. Maybe in see you're a dross, maybe in see you're a brazier. Now, natural, I'm your pastor. A foot two way, I'm in to be in two view, I'm in to be in two view. The Lord brought you here in his house, that in his house, teach them how to be able to raise their children. Teach them how to make money. Teach them how to plan their lives. Teach them how to do exploits, because they that do know their God will be strong and they will do exploits. Let them know that there is a time limit and a time frame on their lives. They will not be here forever. They are still strangers passing through. They are like passengers in transit. So teach them. Don't waste the life. Don't waste the time. Make good use of it. And it takes discipline. Everybody say discipline. Discipline is gone out of the house of God. That is why you can see preachers sleep with people's wives and still come to the altar and the pulpit, because there is no discipline. That is why we have even lost the Holy Ghost and lost the anointing, because we feel like I know how to preach. I know how to, you know, exegetically present a message. I know how to fix my prologue, preamble, or introduction, and I bring my main course. I need to introduce an explorative scripture and then begin to analyze the discrepancies and upset an equilibrium in my preaching. I know how to bring, hermeneutics and homiletics and apologetics together. And I know how to hoop. And I know how to be dynamic and all stuff like that. And therefore, the Holy Ghost is out of the picture. And the Holy Ghost is out of the preaching. And the Holy Ghost is out of the church. And the Holy Ghost is out of our homes. And the Holy Ghost is out of our marriages, and the Holy Ghost is out of our decisions, and the Holy Ghost is gone out of our choices, and the Holy Ghost is no more with us, and the Holy Ghost is not part of the equation. Discipline is what I'm talking. Oh, you can clap those hands. I'm talking to somebody. Discipline. When people are disciplined, they can control their appetite. Many men have become slaves because of lack of discipline. How are you? A little discipline can control you. A little discipline. Order in your life. Order in your life. You know, if you are a little discipline will help you focus. A little discipline. And that is why our appetite is taking us to all kinds of crazy things, you know. And so when your wife can't give it, you step out to your secretaries, to your housemate. And that is why you see very dignified people, presidential figures. I was so heartbroken recently when the coronavirus thing came up. You know, one of the people that, that really won my heart for an admiration for leadership was the governor of New York. You know, and these 6 months when I thought that this guy is a presidential material. Because there is no gravity of discipline. If you are not careful, lack of discipline will take you to hell. I'm telling you. But because we pursue a man who knows that one so a guy. Guy! And then I may bet you know you were a guy. I'm going to, and yet guy! Anyone more, I can come, my boss, anyone more, and loom cooking. There are people coming to church and therefore, and still smoke weed. It will shock you. I'm a pastor. I know what I'm talking about. I'm speaking the mind of God to you. Lack of discipline have made so many, many nice and anointed prophets destroy the anointing. They mix it with politics. And these politicians have a way of corrupting your heart. I'm telling you, blow money. You also want to bring up some kind of lifestyle. Because you lack the discipline. There is no order. I may know what form Anna and some money is what form. But my tears here. It's okay. It's okay. I have only 10 minutes. I bring my message to a close. When people have discipline, they have a time they sleep. They have a time they wake up. They have a time for planning. They have a time for prioritizing. They have a time for... Go home and take a pen and a paper from January till now. You will be shocked. You will be shocked. That's what they hear when you're so poor. Lack of discipline. It is lack of discipline. That's why you couldn't read your Bible before coming to church this morning. And then you rushed into this place. Lack of discipline is what makes the people. You can, if you are on Facebook, you don't feel sleepy. But the moment you pick up the word of God, lack of discipline. It is lack of discipline that have made these young girls, they are dating 4-6 men at the same time. They take this one's money. They are playing around these boys. I'm telling you, you can't be joking with somebody's heart. Their heart are in it. You can't be playing with it. And I'm telling you, ladies, I'll repeat that. After one round or the ma wo na dia beto altar. So a bomb. I said it to you. A bomb. And so my half word is not quench. Half word I'm not ready. Obe cano kure. Lack of discipline. Lack of discipline to obey a weird Christian like you. You don't even have a land. You are still renting Chamber and Hall after 30 years in Accra. You lack discipline. You lack discipline. I'm telling you. You know, sometimes when I see civil servants who have been in the service for almost 40 years, and that is their only source of income, I realize, see, lack of discipline. Because yeah, even God, in the Garden of Eden, there were 4 streams of income. There were 4 streams of water that flowed in the garden. You see, it is the Holy Spirit that gives or teaches us how to make wealth. The Bible makes it very clear in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 18. It is God that gives you power to get wealth. And I'm telling you, Jesus is coming back again. It takes discipline to prepare. The Bible said, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth. Put it in GNT. Let me read it in that. In this particular version, the Bible said, remember, it is the Lord your God who gives you power to become rich. In NLT, the Bible said, you know, here he says very clear, remember the Lord your God. It is he who gives you the power to become successful in order to fulfill the covenant he has confirmed to you, but to your ancestors with an oath. And that Message Bible, and I'm done. This one say, well, I think again. Remember that. Think again. Remember that. Go Lord, your God gave you the strength to produce all this wealth so as to confirm the covenant that he promised your ancestors as it is today. Discipline! Yet the real see you now you lack discipline, influencer. I'm talking about Christian discipline. Let me show you a portrait of our brothers, the Muslims. During Ramadan, even a child fast. During Ramadan, Azumi, even a child and a pregnant woman is in Azumi. And then I'm seeing my people when there is a fast. What back fasting as an unati bread, they are imagining from a shin bag. This is why 1 Peter chapter 4 verse number 17, judgment will begin from the house of God. Judgment at a Christopher no we need straight and can no cre you need no cre you straight we lack integrity. Yet I'm telling you, I was so heartbroken when a great man of God came to London, ministered, and one of our colleagues who invited him gave the man of God a check, and the check bounced. Who will discipline? You will not even write that check. It's so sad. You will not even write that check. When I come to your house and see your toilet, I know who you are. When I see your kitchen, I can tell who you are. Discipline must reflect everywhere. Christian discipline. Let me do another, you know, comparative example with our brothers, the Muslims. A Muslim girl will never marry Kofi Odru. I mean, a proper Muslim girl will never marry Kofi Odru. But Kofi Odro will marry a Muslim girl. You lack Christian discipline. And this is why so many people are not seeing the glory of God. Let me say that we are sharing. I come here right now and I say, we are sharing money, for example. And I say that I will give everybody 1,000 Ghana cedis in an envelope. Everybody queue, let's start giving. And we start sharing the envelopes. Many people here will take the S and go and make a U-turn and come back. If they have to go and change their clothes, they will change it and come back to the line to take another one again. We are in the house of God. Oh, I wish I can explain that. Money, dear, somebody quiet, chidi. Money, dear, me de quiet, chidi. I'm from say bro nya na so na yi no ye cheche emo bejini dia akowia baba bejina ho se menye biu Christians menye entro ye didn't trust say dia yadwen say entro. I don't even want to take it to, you know, to the corporate world and all that. Go and see entro signature. Just a signature. Yes, sir. Oko leave. Upe yibibi to hold. Ube free leave abasisiya. I look at so many things and I realize that the discipline of the born again Christians of my time are very, very, very low. And this is why you can even have an anointed person, but they don't last 10 years, 12 years, and then they are fizzling out. Look at our fathers, the fathers of faith, you know, in Christendom, in the charismatic circles. Some of them have been in ministry for 40 years, 30 years, 35 years. Look at most of my colleagues. They have already run dry and, you know, already out of ministry. To the point that people we knew that carried the Holy Ghost and preached the Bible can boldly sell a church. I have sold the church. Sing. When you need papa, I can't wait to see you. I'm sorry, Capre simpoa teku cement dadwa. And then one person just wake up in the morning and feels I'm frustrated in the work of God. I don't feel like doing it again. I don't, you know. And this is why I can tell you, you were not called in the first place. Somebody that is called, where you go, they will go. Where you die, they will die. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Yeah, where you die, I will die. There also will I be buried. That is their conviction. I will go to the king even though it's against the law. And if I perish, I perish. That is their conviction. They will follow the Lord until the end. That is their conviction. That is their conviction. No matter what it is, shoe or no shoe, they will serve God. Clothes or no clothes, they will serve God. Prosperity or no prosperity, they will serve God. Blessing or no blessing, they will serve God, for the king is coming again, and his reward is with him to give unto every man according to the hours. Christian discipline.
Christian discipline, you want to Christophobia, Bria, so it's for. I don't pay big crime, I mean, I'm missing me behind. There are many people living unbelievers, crying in my stress. Miss who appear was set out there. I'm grown grown to move here and was here in my crystal in here. I just said something to you. This is the time to wake up and use your brains and get to work. Yeah, get to work. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. Which in any man, maybe you are a baby sow. God will judge you on certain basis. And one of those basis, what you did with your time. What you did with your time. What you did with the opportunities you had. Because of lack of discipline, opportunities, we make them slip away. And God has so we cry, attitude towards, and when you leave this person and this person walks on, and then you realize that I've lost something grave, and then they start coming begging. I'm telling you, hey, you are baby, what I know. We will know you. We will so called bra 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 bra. We will know. Lack of the Christ so much dread will be home, grown tenimo. Namia sem tenimo. Messay, our gadre asa that person can do. The creature. Because you're per heaven a call. And as I see, so cry, Buno, I was sorry. As I finish my message this morning, I want you to understand. Instead of hitting your wife, or hitting a woman, you lack discipline. The Bible said, dwell with them according to knowledge. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 7. Dwell with them. Am I a true baby? Am I sweet? Am I lovely? Am I nice? Am I a kind? Am I new? Can you imagine this church without women? Can you imagine my home without a woman? You can just imagine. You can just imagine. Bah! So dwell with them according to knowledge. Someone, I be you know that. Yeah. If you have discipline and the woman is getting on your nerves, you nicely walk away to the hall and put on the television. And just concentrate on the television. You have discipline. The great thing you do is just pick up your shirt and go for a prayer walk and then come back. By the time you come, there is a different atmosphere. You are going to learn to ignore. You don't respond. You don't have to respond to everything. And this is why I keep telling, if politicians are going to be successful, they have to learn the power of silence. Silence. Come on, Utum.
It will die off. Leave it. It will die off. That is why, you know, when people say crazy things about Kofi Oduro, no response. Give it 1 week, it dies off. Learn to keep quiet. Know when to talk and when not to. Yesu mu video. I can't say tananka and kwaji kuta on a bow. Discipline. 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 Not sleeping somewhere. Ubi to me power. Sorry, you know, na wa mefi any ma me friend now. And eh ukua da won my kwa sorry. Ubi to me kwa sorry kwesi that Wednesday no go for you. And your mother is looking for you. Lack of discipline. Christian discipline, you are lacking it. Did they rate us and patch will be and mikuno? As a wukuno there is one in the tier. As a free Sunday, no weird W3 me who need you. I've got your friend and not yet quarter away, Mr. Mewasha Libo Chu. Saying, oh, I shall Libo change it. There are husbands who can leave their children. 1 month, dear no, me, dear no, and then I said. I thank God for mothers. Thank God for mothers. I'm closing with that. Thank God for mothers. Thank God for mothers. A mother would do anything for a child. Thank God for mothers. Thank God for mothers. But if we come home and the child is crying, they will leave everything and still go look after the child. There is a comedia when you meet the Ura Meme, and Yam and Mama, so far, that's the atones you. And Yam Mama, and time is up, I'm closing up. I thank God for mothers. Yeah. If I tell you the things mothers do, and I want to thank God, especially single mothers. Single mothers, my idea. My idea. I was listening to the testimony of one of our daughters. She is coming to the F5 service. And she found Prewenyin saying, Na Brenny attend near what Jia and San Wu to every America betanaha. And you know, we'll have to take her daughter, her son to school. And the school fees for the boy is almost like 7,000 cedis. And she has to work and raise the money and take the boy to school. And on the boy's 11th birthday, the boys look at the young lady and said to her, Mom, thank you for everything. 11 years is thankful. Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. Happy Mother's Day is not enough. It's not enough. Last week I was telling you, and don't emphasize seed in Breme. Don't bring me a seed. If I want to sow a seed in your life, give it to your mother if your mother has not yet been taken care of. Come do my amen. No, the seed they are bad. Ain't she any seed in a soul? Give it to your mother. Unton to my mama, amen. What to lace a Brema Marita? What mess? That lace in your mama, lace, Bejiko. Anybody can be a woman. It takes special people to be mothers. Mothers! Go to the labor ward and go and see the madness of mothers. My last encounter was at the police hospital. They took me to the labor ward to pray for one woman whose situation was very, very, very critical. The doctor said, pray for. I prayed for that person. Emmanuel, I prepared me in a room before they bring them to the labor ward. They heard me praying. Somebody Tell me about me, man, who have summons and what they are turning through. So I said, boy. So I started in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Oh my God, oh my God. I said, Pastor Nyamisha, bump a pain in the coffin. Yes, me, you miss. I said, uh-huh. Nambiza and say, who can away? Me kunu wa bondi aso po ba no santi tiri so kunu wi adwuma na me no tiri so. And the women in that room, they were like mad women. She say I make any me say or the men they start to men fru so do baby no afuri no adin men sa no wine to mana to form he must wear more women. Nani ama ko video me hunu de ezi bi ni. Wa wan to mana ko. Pastor! Me ho yira me ho yira me ho yira me ho yira be. Awo ma mi ye we na wie ni wa be frɛ ne bayi fo. Onya me fa obo ne nchɔ. Stand to your feet, let's pray. Clap your hands for the Lord. This morning we will ask the Holy Spirit to grant us Christian discipline. Self-control. Order! Order. Order. If you have Christian discipline, you will not be shouting against each other. You wouldn't do it. I'm a human Christ, so I'm a human in the heaven, I'm a human being. Everything is acting, 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 acting. Two hands are lifted up to Jesus, and you want to ask the Holy Spirit, fill me now, anoint me now, renew me in the name of Jesus. Come on, your two hands are lifted. Can I hear your voice praying? This is a personal prayer, personal. This is your personal discipline, not the worship of power. Discipline. Discipline. Nebuchadnezzar had a kingdom, had power, had glory, had strength. Yet he lost it because of lack of discipline. Now, take my preaching and compare it to Ghana. Then you will realize that. Why this country? Pray for yourself. If there is anybody that needs to change, it's you. Not your husband, not your wife, not your children. Christian discipline. Anybody that has been masturbating for whatever, they tell me funny stories. You masturbated for 9 years, you lack Christian discipline. Your appetite is loose. You need gravity of discipline. Your appetite is loose. I mean, without Christian discipline, your health can even be frail. Anybody that has started exercise in the gym without discipline, you can't do it. Even your lifestyle and health is based on discipline. This morning, as your hands are lifted, and Father, I pray that your people will see your glory, Holy Spirit, and we will be rooted and grounded in Christian discipline. Real love, real joy, real peace, and long suffering, and patience, and kindness, and temperance, and self-control, and order. Yes, this is how we will see your glory. Fill us and grant us grace. In Jesus' precious name, I pray for our children who are reopening school. I use the opportunity on
behalf of Dede Rita, myself, to pray for all mother figures in this house and beyond, and ask your blessing for every mother that have sacrificed all this while to make great people. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Can you put your right hand? Oh, you can clap your hands for the Lord bless you. Can you put your right hand on your chest? And I want us to make a short intercession for Ghana. And I look at the looseness, the frivolousness of this nation. I am not shocked that we are not seeing the fruit of our labor. When you talk about some of these things, people think that you hate them. Look at police barracks, army barracks. Look at the flats, different flats from airport to other locations where the national security uses. Come on, paint! You're punishing. You are waiting for government to come and buy you paint.
Paint 50 cities. Nipper tip. Police barracks, Abrosine block back home, can be 10. 5 down, 5 up. 10 buckets! We'll be at 50, 50, 50 cities. We'll be living in a beautiful apartment. Go ahead, you're producing for you in my barracks. We'll be at the main coverage now. I can't read. Repent! Change your mind!
Where do you proceed for you in my barracks? The Konekurua Bessia, Ben to Essia, near my bassa. We are no better now, sorry, them. We hear yame. We hear yame. We hear yame. Until all the time, the police, most of them are bitter against government. What about check your batua yatuna? Security service in Omotuti Abai. Yeah. Abai to paint me paint mamu. She have touched a prestige thing like depot. Kabana ya pivi for mona. Mkroma breso. Kohe? Kohe adie. Ni aya adie ne wye no. When 37 refurbished. Uvura wa ose hospital ni. Ene kohe adie. Maintenance is gone. We still need discipline. Now, yeah, the heaven Christ him a pamper so. Yeah, better no man say heaven. If I'm telling you, this is serious. Go to the new hospital at Legon when they open it, and now, as for rich, I don't want to talk about rich. Rage have become a disgust. Just cleaning has been a problem. Rage was a beautiful hospital. And then we are Lololomo Shanada. Kawanutum! Kawanutum! When you're meant to song kwasia for so. You are which Jimmy for. Idipa woman in now. Yamen woman nante. Muya muko Christ little band singing my new YPG. Something is until the Lord heals this land, may say, yes, ukuraya moman peni munye. I'm telling you. Preaching sense yempe. I'm gonna blow your radio, I know. A right hand is on your chair. Play the national anthem. Thank you. Stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana on the altar and pray for this lovely country. Let's ask the grace of God to navigate our course. May the Lord change our hearts. May the Lord change our mentalities. May God grant us the discipline of the Christ, the discipline of the Christ, Christian discipline, Christocentric discipline, discipline, discipline. Can I hear your voice right now? Hey, Yehuah, 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 Yenya. Christ, who man was Jesus, who nipa would dip him, ni dip him, yam fam man, no. Slow our dumb. Ask your mercies and your grace. Hallelujah. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that your grace will brood over this nation, even this church. Grant us mercy, your faithful God. Now I pray in the name of Jesus that your goodness will abound for everybody under the reach of the sound of my voice. Be kind and gracious to all of us. In Jesus' precious name. This week will be week of testimonies. After fasting for 4 days and 4 nights, we are asking you in the name of Jesus, the testimonies will break forth, explode, erupt in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for answered prayer. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.